When travelling between Jerusalem and Bethlehem during my stay here, I've had to pass through checkpoint 300 regularly. It's like a very rudimentary and often crowded airport. Everything in pockets and bags has to go through a scanner, then the person. Passports and ID are checked. Soldiers can demand body searches at random. They have the authority to deny entry without providing a reason. I know there will not be an issue for me as a UK citizen, but it still makes me anxious. The house I'm living in is by the car lane, and the traffic noise and hooting at delays makes sleep difficult. It's essential to allow lots of time to travel in the West Bank or into Jerusalem, especially at peak times because of the checkpoints. Palestinians have ID cards restricting their movement into Israel in the name of security. Now, with Israeli-only roads, the separation barrier wall and multiple checkpoints, journeys that used to take an hour take many hours, even days, or are not realistically possible. This makes work, leisure and daily life very hard and extremely restricted. West Bank Palestinians have to apply for a permit to work in Jerusalem, which is an expensive, time-consuming process that they pay for. Then, if granted, it's for a limited number of days or is registered with a particular employer, who they also have to pay an amount to. If it takes several hours to get through the checkpoint and they miss the bus out to the workplace, then the family has no income for that day. Many Palestinians leave home at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and don't get home till gone 6, and a significant amount of that time is spent in the checkpoints. This leads to chronic tiredness and ill health that affects their family life. This is contrary to human rights, where freedom of movement and the right to a livelihood is seen as basic. I'm appalled when I see the turnstiles and crowding at the checkpoints. It is so dehumanising. I can see Jesus standing there waiting in the line, being present with the people in the struggles of everyday life. I can see Jesus weeping for the Holy Land still. Pray with me for peace and the restoring of full human rights for all citizens of this land, whether Israeli or Palestinian. Currently, there is no justice. In the words of the prophet Micah, that we as people of faith are to abide by, we are to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly with our God.